Good morning. This past week's daf Samach Zayin, the sixth perek in Seches Ksubis. Let's see, sugya primarily over here discusses dinei tzedakah. Let's see. We'll start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Hamasias bitoi stam liyifches lamechamishim zuz. This is a halacha, talk specifically benegated in Ebn Ezer Shaila over here. Masis bitoi stam lo yifches lo mechamishim zuz. That's the father Zachroi, if he's masis stam, without any specific mention to exclude himself from this chiyuv, is that Nastam, he's mechuyiv lo yifres mechamishim zuz. Posak lachnisa aruma lo yoichel habal lo yom habal kishach nisena lebesi ach nisena biksusi elo mechas lebesi avihil. Let's say they agreed that the father was not going to give any kind of support, and the husband was going to support her, pay for the clothing, etc. Is lo yoimer habal kisha ach nisen al beisi achasena bechsusi, that the Baal can't say that after the nisuin, then I'll start paying for the begodim. El mechase vudu beisavia, then he has to already take care of the clothing beisavia. Okay, this is the part of the mission which is negiah to the chiyuvim between the father and the husband. V'chein hamasi sayisoyimo leifches mechamishim zuz. The Reisha, the Mishnah said, Hamasi zibite stam leifches mechamishim zuz. So the Mishnah, that minimum of chamishim zuz is negeh to sokrashe ligabay tzedakah. So there's an assumption over here, which is important, basic idea there exists a gabbai tzedakah. That's the responsibility of the bnei ha'ir, that there should be a gabbai tzedakah, someone who's collecting, making sure, gathering monies in order to take care of those who need support. Is Dr. Mishnah is talking to the gabbai tzedakah? V'chein hamasi sayisoyimo leifches lo mechamishim zuz. The gabbai tzedakah, who's taking care of the needs of a chasna of a yisoyimo, so she doesn't have someone to take care of her needs. She's a yisoyimo. Miyesh b'kis mefaras hanois lefi chvoida. The Mishnah says, however, miyesh b'kis, if the kiss, that's moving more, that's the kupa of tzedakah. If the tzedakah happens to have funds, the account has funds in it, then there's something else that's taken into account, according to her level of mishpacha, what she deserves. That means the chamishim zuz is only a minimal amount. So the Mu'amar Abaye, chamishim zuz pshiti. We have before in the Gemara that there's two currencies. You have the Medina and the Tsuri. The Mona Tsuri is 8 times the amount. So what currency is the mission referring to? Omar Abaye Chemishim Zuz Pshiti. So Rashi, Zuz Medina, Shmuel Mehen Zuz Tzuri. Yeah. midikotani seifa. What now? He brings a raya from the seifa. That means that from the reisha apparently there is no raya. That's what it would seem to be saying, right? So the reisha talks about the chiv on the father hamasi is bitoing v'yichvesamichamish mzuz. That sounds like it's very possible that is referring to Zuz Tzuri. That's the Sofak in the Gemara, right? So Tabaya, it means Chamishim, the Zuz is Pshiti. I know from the Sefer. The Sefer says, Yesh Bekis, Fas Naisel Fichvoida. Amir Makis, Amr Chava, Aniki Shal Stoko. So the Gemara, V'isaka Daitin Chamishim Zuzi Mamish. If the Chamishim Zuz that we're referring to is Chamishim Zuz Mamish, the Tzuri, the larger currency, Im Yesh Bekis, Kama Yavin Olo. Let's see what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying like this, is that we could have learned the Mishnah is Masis Bitoi, the Chamishim Zuz is Tzuri. That could have been the Mishnah, that we have no reason why that can't be. Now the Mishnah continues, Amasi Yasi Yisayma, Lo Yifal Tzumei Chamishim Zuz, would have also been that. However, when the Mishnah continues, Yesh Bekis, Fasin Oysa Lefri Chvoida, that the Gemara seems to have a problem with. That if until now we were talking about the Chamishim Tzuri is Yesh Bekis, Kama Yavinon Lo. The Gemara has a hard time hearing that we should be giving her more than that. So what taka is the Gemara's raya over here? I mean, apparently that the Chamishim Zuz of Tzuri is a very large amount. Now it's interesting that the Gemara wasn't bothered. That why should a person menastam be mukhiv that huge amount? That was not the Gemara. The Gemara didn't bring the raya from there.
And you mean a father?
A father. Right. And who had the Gemara didn't bring a raya from the fact that a Gavai Tzedakah also has to give that amount? The raya was from the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about giving more, right? Meish bekis, then it's nois nefich foido. That thing Mora has a problem with. Now, so what is the point of this rhyme? Yesh Bekis, Kama Yavinon Lo. What is the Mora mean with this? What's this raya over here? I mean, if we're talking about someone who fichvoida is more than that, so you know that's what she needs, right? So why is it so hard to understand that? I mean, that's the halacha of lefi chvoida, whatever it means. So how do we understand what was the raya over here? We understood or we were happy with the mission until this point, and at this point, this last part of the mission, the fact that the mission says that you could go beyond that, that sounds like the Gemara has a hard time with that. I mean, if you have a hard time with that, then we really should have had a hard time in the first place. Why are we giving why is the minimum such a large amount? That's what we should have been asking. Okay, we'll leave you with that ha'or over here because we don't want to. Let's talk like this. The Rishonim point out in the mission like this. The mission says, in the Sefer of the mission, which is discussing Gabbai Tzedakah, and that's really the basis for the Hemshech HaGemara, talking about Dinei Tzedakah. The Mishnah says that the minimum talks about a minimum. Now, if there's bikis, then mefasen aysa lefi lefi chvoida. So, what is this difference over here? when you're giving this minimum, there seems to be a difference over here, mish bikis and not bikis, right? If you have bikis, then you give lefich veda. If you don't have bikis, so what are we talking about here? What is this? How much is there in the kiss over here?
Yes, if you don't have in the kiss, you have to go get the minimum.
Oh, so this is what the Rishonim point out, that the Rishonim say that it would seem like from this Gemara that when we talk about the minimum, that's non-dependent on the kiss having it. Even if the kiss doesn't have, it's the responsibility for the Gabbai Tzedakah to borrow the money and raise it, or, you know, could try to raise it right away, but whatever it is, but that's non-dependent. Right? That's good for what the Mishnah means over here. That the 50 is non-dependent whether the kiss has it or not. This is the responsibility from the Gabbai Tzedakah to make sure that much he has, even if the kiss doesn't have. Little voice for leading. Right, that's what the Rishonim say. The Rashi brings maybe other stuff. He brings, I think, from Rabbi Haigoyin from Sopik about this. He brings from the Yerushalmi and Machlokes. In the Yerushalmi, there's a time in the Yerushalmi that not like this, and I think that time in the Yerushalmi holds even more. That time in the Yerushalmi holds that you can't use up the kiss money. And even if you have in the kiss, but you have to have money left over. I think that's maybe talking about the lefi chvoida, if I'm not mistaken. The Ran brings it. I don't want to be married on this right now, because but there's a Ran over here on the mission that brings basically Divya Rajba. Yesh bekis the finest acheres im tavoina hayem emoch and mefansness nichvoida. Avol, so he teaches the Mishnah that means im yesh bekis the finest acheres others im tavoina hayem emoch or them mefansness nichvoida. If you'll have for others, then you could give. I'm assuming that means a couple of the 50, the basic.
So could this answer the Rebbe's first question? Why we bring the Raya from the Sefer? Is that if it was a large amount, we would never have left over. And if it's the initial amount, so you have to make, you have to pay it. So if it's an expensive amount, you have to go out and collect it. But the Sefer says that you only have to do it if it's going to be left. So it has to be a tier that's not going to exhaust the monies.
So the raya is that what if in the safe talking about we're exceeding the 50 lichvoida.
Right. You only have to do it if there's lichvoido, only if there's money in the account. So, for the initial 50 to be any amount, and you have to go out and collect it, so there's always going to be enough, you know, to collect whatever the amount is. You have to collect it. If it's a large amount, you collect it. If it's a small amount, right? But the safer, which is which says you only have to do it if it's money in the account, and you're going to give an amount that you have to give that's going to, you know, immediately exhaust the account, so that, you know, then there's no way you're going to ever fulfill the Sefer.
Mm-hmm. The Sefer talks about that if you have money in the account, money in the account means that they'll be left. That's not so practical that you have that. No stock organization has such large funds sitting in the account. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't seem, honestly, like a huge amount of money.
What?
Even the Tsuri.
Yeah, you made it with cash bonus, and I don't know.
Well, 50 zoos would be 12 and a half seller, right?
Yes, it's
four zoos for a seller. And, you know, she gives 5 seller a week for Mizonos. So it's 2.5 weeks of food. I'm not saying it's a small amount of money, but it's not a crazy amount of money.
That's the higher amount, or that's the lower amount?
That would be the higher amount.
Because what's his name? Ksuva, right, is 100 zoos? What?
200 zoos.
Well, for Alamama.
Right.
Right, so what is that nowadays in...
That would have been 50 slime, which would have been 10 weeks of the food.
So now I always imagined that that Ksuva is... much more substantial than that.
Well, so some people, they say it's a year's worth of living expenses, but that doesn't seem to be the way our Gemara is coming out. Mm-hmm. Our Gemara says sell a 5 svalim a week, right, for food. So, okay, it's a kasha. I don't know how to resolve that. But a seller is basically a shek, is 4 zoos. So I hear the way you want to say it is that it's really 3 months worth of income. The bigger amount is 3 months of income, not 2.5 weeks of salary. Right, okay, I don't know.
Before okay. Biden and afterwards, maybe?
What?
Before Biden or afterwards?
Yeah. All right, let's come back.
Gemara does seem to be looking at this large amount, right? That's what Gemara is a. Yeah. Right, whatever that means, but okay. Let me say something more. Ton Rabon. Now,
so we're leaving that question open, or we're coming back to it?
yeah, we'll leave it open right now.
Okay.
But one ha'oro, one ne. Just a point over here that anyone saw over here. The mission is Hamasi is Hayesoima. Hamasi is Hayesoima. Now, is this Dav Taka Dav Yesoima, or that's just an example of someone that doesn't, like when we've seen this earlier, I mean, people taking stalker, right? Person doesn't have an income, right? So right, the sugi talks a lot about Yesoima, and it sounds like certain dinim stoko are specifically because of Yesoima, and one taka could ask that if the point over here is that there aren't funds, so even if she's not a Yesoima, but if her father can't supply the funds, he himself, you know, is has to come onto the stoko. So, would this be any different, or...?
So we see a chiluk between the Lashon and the Reisha and the Sefer, mm-hmm. is that by the father it says stam, right? In other words, that he doesn't have a 50 zuz minimum, but if he doesn't specify, we assume it's 50 zuz.
Right,
but
right.
It's mashma that he could do less.
He could, right.
Right?
Definitely could, right.
So, therefore, if he's marrying her off, right, so then... So then the tzedakah would be going to him, right? So it depends on the gabbai tzedakah isn't going to deal directly with the.
Let's even talk one step before, right? I mean, the person doesn't have any money, right? And be like he's saying, good that he really has the option of specifying that he's not giving the 50, right? So someone who is in the position of taking tzedakah, right? So is he even allowed to allow such a his chayvus bichal, and then he's gonna, you know, let's say have to rely on others or whatever it is, or he taka has to speak it out, being that there is such an option always like that by him. So I'm saying, starting even like mm-hmm. a step before what you're saying. Right? You're working as if he could do it, and we're dealing with him. You know, we're giving him the funds to give. But I wonder, Taka.
But that's not just limited to our Shaila here. That's, you know, like if you know, everybody in school gets the fancy backpack. You know, can he? You know, does he have to buy a cheap one? I mean, that's
okay.
That's a general question in Stockholm. Well, maybe I guess this would be as good of a place to.
What about if the father's not giving the daughter food? Does the Aris have to give the Arusa food once she's bevaised up here?
Mitzal what?
Here you see he's chayav to give her clothing, so I don't know. I mean, Sherek says, well, not normally we assume a starts by Nisuin, but you see here that if the father's not taking care of her, he starts some of his chayuvim already by Irisin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now what does this taka refer to over here? You understand that from Irisin he's mechayav in ksos, or just the question just is that whatever that means about, you know, coming lebeisoi, he has to give her the wherewithal to have the begadim to be able to come in. Is he paying for her begadim the entire zman erisin? Is that what this means?
The mesifta over here says alakishabala konsa, when he's coming to bring her in for the nesuin mechasa, he should give her clothing then.
Mm-hmm. Right. That would be mashmois.
Brings it down from Reish Yud Aleph Zayin.
Riaz. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what the mission would be mashma. Okay. Shkoyach for showing that someone clearly says that. Uh-huh. So we're not talking about. So it's not really. So I don't know if I'm really applicable as far as mizoinis that concept exactly. Right. No. Let me. Right.
I thought it was while she's in her father's house, because this is va'af. So I thought it's while she's in her father's house. I didn't realize that it's right when she's about to enter into the
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to offer three pshatim. Maybe the four is would be it's none of the above, and I don't understand.
Now, just mind this: what you call me to explain?
What she has clothes up until now. She's not. She wasn't naked the day before, and now she's coming to get married. Is it mm-hmm. that a married woman needs different clothes? Or these are clothes specifically for the chasana, or she's supposed to have new clothes.
She's wearing rags.
That was the third option. Her clothes are old. She needs new clothes.
She's wearing shmatas. She says that she's going to walk into the chuppah and get married like that.
Again, let's just come. Which one are we talking about? Are we talking about clothes for the chasana? Are we talking about because she just didn't have nice clothes and she should have now? She should be mechubed because she's. Or a married woman needs different clothes. What are we talking about?
It says mefarnes el sod lefi chavodo. So you see, there's a concept of lefi chavodo. I don't know what that means, but
cool. I don't think I've had my question answered.
Definitely.
Have any thoughts of what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
His note here is that. That the father should close his daughter to give her something and give her something of value so that she should attract suitors. Right? So it is something special, you know, to make her something to do with getting...
She's already engaged. She's already Arusa. So what's she trying to attract suitors?
The father, I don't know.
It says even in the first part of the Mishnah that the Me'iri says that the clothing is for clothing that the father should give her right before the Nisuin.
I mean,
it's not talking about clothing that he's giving her during the Erisin period. It's,
could the negotiate? Could this be like the negotiations before the wedding? That, you know, I'm going to give my daughter is a good
before
catch.
Before they already have Erisin, it doesn't sound that way because Masi is Russian
Nisuin.
But usually you use that word after Erisin already has taken
place. So maybe it's to make sure he goes through to the Nisuin. Is that the idea, son?
If he doesn't leave her in limbo, or divorce her. What's the suitors? It's this guy. They're not trying to attract people from the street.
I mean, why is he giving? Why is he giving a dowry anyhow? I mean, what's the father trying to do here? Right? If it's all signed and sealed.
That part doesn't bother me that much. He's giving money. They know that the money is coming when they get engaged, so he's more encouraged. He has that he's getting that husband knows he's getting it. Okay. It's not that he gets it after they get engaged and now she gives him the 50. He knows he's getting the money with the engagement. That doesn't bother me that much.
Okay, but then whatever doesn't bother you about that. It could be the same thing with the clothes. Is that he?
I just don't know what the purpose of the clothes is. That's all. I'm trying to understand. What's the purpose? Right, what clothes are we talking about?
So he's saying clothes to make her a more attractive challah.
By the chasen itself or after the chasen? That's Michael's question, I think. Uh-huh. And I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. These days you could say you're talking about a sheitel. You need $5,000 for a sheitel. I don't know.
A cop out. really, Chazal didn't want
them to wear
shadows. They wanted them to wear the head covering that didn't attract attention.
Right. That's why I said these days. That's why I said these days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. So a few open questions.
Okay. Right.
I don't know if that's. Do you have a riot event?
Definitely not shetels that look like human hair that you have a hard time deciding whether it's the difference between it's the hair or the... That's not called covering your hair. The whole idea to be tzias is to be not noticeable and to not draw attention to other suitors.
You're talking about people, so you have to be sure that what you're saying is true. Right?
My sister is very involved in stuff, and she said the whole shape of thing is a cover.
Are you talking regarding this, or are you talking general hashkafa?
I'm not a big fan of shape, but I'm just saying that.
That's more the topic over here, general hashkafa. I thought, you know, if it's negay relevant what could be included in the chamish mezuzah. Well, yeah, the cover. Maybe that's the, you know.
We should say, ain't gonna pay for a shaytan.
Okay. So let's see. Zotimor, Tanabun, Yosim, Vyisem, Shibolis, Panis. Mefanis, and the Sayyisrema, Vachakach, Mefanis, and the Sayyosim. And again, you know, Chazal are using this scenario of Yosim, Vyisem, right? You know, again, have the same kind of shayla that is that really the point over here? You know, ish v'isha, right? You know that need funds. Who comes first? Who has kedima? You also say mishabolus panis.
This is talking about food, right?
We'll see about this. Rashi says food. Tonu rabon. You also mishabolus panis mefanesin as hayosim v'achakam fasin as hayosim. If neisha ish dak elachsa al apsochem v'nisha dak elachsa. The Braisa says that the reason why we're mefanes the Yisoyimo, if we have limited funds, so we give to the Yisoyimo, the reason is because The other option over here is for them to have to be chayzer hapsochim, go and from door to door collect for themselves, and that's ish dake lachsa hapsochim, and ish dake lachsa, and ish dake lachsa. I think one doesn't tell us why. Like, you know, what's the point over here, right? Right. More later, you know, talks about busha, yeah, in a different context. Is that what it is, or maybe this taka has to do with the tznius aspect?
It's funny.
Of
it says in Kiddushin, it's the derech of an ish to look, go after, find a wife. It's not the derech of an isha locks it to look for a husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Now what we're referring to, so Rashi says Lispanis means Mizonis. There is a shaila in the Mishnah about this, because there's a Mishnah in Hodis. The Tosis Rid brings. If you see in the Tosis Rid over here on the side of the Gemara, the Tosis Rid brings a question on this. V'i kasha, hotname perek beis dahiris, ish kaidim li'isha lahachayis, ula hashra veda v'isha kaidemes li'ish l'ksus, ula haitim beis hashviya, v'chul. We have to go into the whole mission over here.
What's
good kalkala?
Cook
lamin, cook lamin. Bekal kol means if there's a shaila of being ruined, it means that by the ishes the shaila of kipshut means mishkav zocher.
Oh, that's what it means.
Yeah, I believe so. So zokt, pirush isha kodemes leish leksus meisha boishes. Ha'isha meruba mishel ha'ish leches aruma, without being properly clothed. Avol mezaynes ha'ish kaidem. V'zela hachayis. So the Tosef is bringing a question. The Mishnah Hariya says that lahachayis. The Mishnah over there says that ha'ish is kaidem and ish is only kadmak concerning ksus. That's the question here. That's what the question is. Hechi tani hocham fas na yisoyim mekoydim. Ve'ein loymar hai parnosos ksus. Timkein. Now, there are those that do learn that parnos over here means ksus. Right? And if we could say like that, so then, you know, that would answer the Mishnah over there. Says the Tosis, ein loymar. It's not a good, that's not going to really help us. Why? Because I might totally time a she'ein ha'isha dark alachza take lemishim she mispayeshes he armumiso. That's not the reason, right? The reason is not because it's difficult for it to go around, because the mission over there says something else. It's because of busha, and as far as it's difficult to go around, that should apply to
mipnei she'ish dark alachza of suffering is part of the brisa. Those words mipnei, the bottom line of the Gemara.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not the Gemara is explaining it.
Yeah. They're, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Brisa continues that there's two cases in the Brisa. Usually, an explanation will be like, you know, goof or marmar. Right? So this is the Brisa itself. Right. So possibly we could have learned, and like I'm saying, I think there are those that tackle learn like that. Whoever they answer this question, but they learn because of this kasha over here at the Mishnah's Mechalik. Between ksus and mezainis, that an ish hataka has kedima by mezainis, so therefore they learn that our brayis is talking about ksus. However, Zalta Tosis really asks a question on that the reasoning doesn't seem to work out. So akoponim, so. That's what I wanted to point out. This first step over here is that the translation of what it means, his parnis, I believe is a machlekes in the Mishnayim. The reason why we might learn not like Rashi is in order that it should work out with the Mishnah in Hayris, which says that an ish is kadm leisha lahachayos, and the understanding of lahachayos means giving mizaynus. Zogel tells us really that that's not a good explanation to learn lispanis in our price. So we need another answer. Zogel tells us yesh loyma. Prices umayri beir sheyochol hayosim lachsa ulispanis im loin in loy mikishol stoko. So zogt tosis really like that. It's mivu in the price itself. That we're talking about that there is another possibility over here, right? The question is, where is the mizaynus going to come from? But the food there will be. Now look at this. Listen to what he says. So he says that it has to do with busha, right? The chazor al hapsochim. That's the darkoi that it says. Daka shel ish, not the isha. It has to do with the busha aspect. Umasnis in the house on the Mishnah over there in Hari is Ari Mari Bimidbor or Bisfina Shaina Moitse Lachsum. That's talking about a situation over here that you have food over here and whoever's not gonna get this food is not gonna live. And that's the issue over here, that whose life should we protect. We only have enough for one. Vimloy Fanasen Yomus. Hosam Ishkoidim Shachaid Bimitzvis. Right, that's what it refers to, chayv mitzvahs. That means that he's mechuyev in more mitzvahs. Right, the isha has peturim as man gromo, and that's the hachro over there.
We're talking about mitzvahs
aseh, shes man gromo. Yeah. And Zot Tzayis is real, and that's really the mashmois, that the nusuch, that the mishnah over there tells you, is kod lahachayos. Okay, so that's how these Vishayin Makoponim work out these two Marmakoimis. The argument which says an Ishis Kedemis Lemizoinis is Kimivuyr Mineyubay, that we're talking about that the other option is Lachna Lapsochim. So the question is, who should be chayz apsochim and who should be see from the gabbai tzedaka? That's what Agmo over here says, that the isha gets because it's ein darach alapsal apsochim, and it's derech for an ish to be chayz al apsochim.
So that goes. So the rest of that mishnah over there would go the same way. You can only clothe one of them. So you clothe the woman. You clothe the woman. And you can only be meshiv one aveda, so you meshiv the aveda to a man. Or it's a dafka and the word lahachios that he's going, and everything else is
lahachios. Yeah, that's what he's going to see me daik.
Okay.
Well, the word kodem makes it sound like first, to do which one to do first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where are you?
Hayish Kodem, the beginning of the Pesach Shri'at, by the when he quotes the mission over there.
Right.
In Horis.
Right.
It says the word Kodem.
Right, so what do you see in that?
Kodem means that who gets helped first.
He's just saying that you learn from that there's a second.
Yeah, but yeah. Regardless, there's no second, you know, whatever we're talking about over here, even of the two options, right? There's no second. Right, in both situations, right?
There's
I said,
no clothes for both, but you give the lady the clothes.
No, what I'm saying, let's come to over here. No, I don't think the question is who do you hand it to first. That's the question. That's not the issue.
Well, we have to go around collecting tzedakah. So, who do we collect tzedakah for first? We collect tzedakah first that the lady should have clothes, but we'll keep on collecting for him also.
Kodem
means who you give first.
One second. Okay, so, but that doesn't seem to be either of these tzedakim over here, right? Let's talk about the two scenarios of mizaynus, right? The question just is there another option to collect for the person to collect go around Chayes HaPsachim or not, right? There's no issue of Koidem here of mitzad the gabbai tzedak or mitzad the giver. No, it doesn't seem like that. So the dig that you're making Koidem, we have to rethink whether that dig is a dig muchrachas, right? Because doesn't seem to be that either of the scenarios over here that there's a...
You're in the midbar, or you're in the svina.
Right.
Give the lady the food first.
No, you're right, right. But what I mean to say is that would you like to offer a different explanation than what the Tosfos Svi is saying?
No.
I didn't think so. So working with the Tosfos Svi, he doesn't sound like he's saying that you have... Right, in both scenarios, you only have one portion, right? And that's what we're talking about. Koidem, right? Both scenarios we have one portion, and just the two scenarios is that what's the other option, right? But the gabbai tzedaka or the giver only has one, and that's all, right? And so the other option is either the other if permitted, but the other person just is not going to make it. Right. Well, the other option is that the person has to fend for himself. And that's what it would seem like over here. So the translation of koidem to say that it's mashma that is a supply for both doesn't seem to be that's what we're talking about over here. That's what it would seem like to me. What do you think? What would you think here? Right. So
if you're in a midbar or a svina in a situation where there's not a way to get access to other food,
right.
To give a little bit to both of them is foolish because they're not both die.
Right. Right.
Is that right?
Right. Right.
So we want at least one of them to live.
Uh-huh.
You give all the food to one of them.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now once you mention this, we could mention right, the famous Gemara that talks about that, let's say, such a situation, let's say the two people in the midbar and one person has food over here.
Or water.
Right? Let's say...
Or water, I think.
Right? Yeah, right? So let's say the Isha has it, right? And according to this, you know, the din is lahachis, the Isha is koinem, right? Does that mean that she has to give it to the Ish? So Judas says, that more really is a halacha of chayecha koinem, which is a different halacha over here. That question is your life, right? To give up your life, right, for someone else.
Well, then you could ask a similar question. You're in the desert with, you know, Chaim Kanievsky, and you have enough to keep yourself alive or to keep him alive. I'd probably give it to him.
Well, see, as far as Chayecha Koidmin, right, I think that does make a difference, but. But
you're saying I couldn't. It would be also for me to give it to him.
But concerning the other situation.
Yeah, ask him to Shaila, and he has a chayach l'kodem.
But if you look at the Mishnah, Taka talks about different seder kadima that if possible, if you have two men, right, and you have one person who's nama oris and one person who's a gadol b'chachma, that could make a difference. As far as that's concerned,
it sounds like from the lashon that somebody else is giving them the food, and the question is who should give the food to—the man or the woman?
Right, right, 100%.
The giver has enough food on this boat or midbar for himself. There's a giver, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Taka.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It seems like they also bring down this Gemara of Kiton of why you can't give away all your money also. Right.
That pasuk they use.
Right, yeah. You know, that like
that's the basis of Al Yavaz.
Right, yeah. I've seen
that. Yeah, mm-hmm, okay. Yeah.
Is that going to tell Avazvez, Al Yavaz, Yosem Chomesh?
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Mm-hmm.
Right. I've seen that is one explanation. I think there was another. What it was?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's come back over here. So this was the ratio of this brayso. The brayso contains yosem yisrael mishabum linose masines a yisrael mevachakach masines a yosem Mei sheboishto shel isha meruba mishel ish. Now,
what's the case?
Right. What does bolin bolinase mean? What does bolinase mean? And there are two options. Maybe there's more. Right, well, let's see what I learned over here. Now, is it a monetary issue? That's what it is. That funds are needed for the chasna. Either for the chasna needs funds for what he needs for the chasna, and the assignment she needs funds for the chasna. So it's a monetary issue. Well, we're talking about more preliminary. Talking about finding a shidduch for a person. And just to follow through the two stadim, so when we say boishta shel isha merubah mishel ish, right? If it's a question of funds, so that means that it's more. It will be more of a push for her not to have what she needs to be presentable by the chasana. That's what it would mean according to that boishta merubah. Now, according to the other explanation, that it means Boishtam Ruba will refer to the fact that she's not married. It's more difficult for her to handle the situation.
Here it's clearly a Kadima type of thing because it says V'acharkach. We're not discussing doing one and not doing the other. We're discussing who goes first.
Right, but who goes first? Inevitable. Has the inevitable question that, and if they can't get the second one, it's understood that the first one gets it and the second one doesn't. In other words, you always try and make everyone happy, but that doesn't make interesting gemaras.
You're right.
I mean, if it's talking about actually marrying them off, and it seems to me it's svara hafucha, you should want to get the man married first because he's got a mitzvah pru revu.
Oh, yeah, that's
what's bothering. Okay,
fine. Now, if you're talking about money, it's bothering me with money.
Mesifta has an interesting footnote. He says that we're not talking about the Yasam and Yasoma getting married to each other. We're talking about the Yasam and Yasoma marrying or trying to get married or marrying people, other people. Hmm. We're not discussing the Yasam and Yasoma both trying to get married. Who should we help first between this shidduch?
Oh, that was it. I mean.
In your secretary, the Sue Yasam in Yasoma. That would have been a Sue called Achad Mehem Yasoma.
What?
We're not discussing if the Yasam and Soma are engaged, they're going to get married to each other.
I don't see why not, according to the first explanation. If it's a monetary issue, wouldn't it be relative to there also?
So then what are we talking about? Let's just say they're getting married to different people, just to clear it out, what the money is for. For the man, you could say, oh, he doesn't have enough money to get married, so we're giving him money to have an apartment, now he's going to have enough money to get married.
Okay.
And the woman, what's it for the Chamishim Zuz?
Let's say... Right? I mean, there's such a thing as Tzorchei Chasana. I mean, they're...
The Chasana itself?
Close for the Chasana. That's
you're
probably...
talking about the Chasana itself?
Yeah, the gown.
We're talking about enough the Chasana.
But, I mean, it could include both, possibly. Whatever would be necessary.
They can't go into the chuppah if they don't have clothes for everyone.
To follow up, yeah, okay.
So just to review it. The first thought the Rebbe was saying is that they're going to get married anyhow. It's just a question of, you know, whose wedding expenses you're going to pay and who's going to be, could the Rebbe just review what the two tzaddim are?
So that the first time we talked was it's a question of paying the expenses. That's what it is.
So for the man, what expense are we talking about? Because the way I spoke it out, if he doesn't have the money for the apartment, so he's not getting married. So maybe that's not the right. That's not the right money.
They can sleep in a hut, in a tent, in a car.
Let's even back up on that. So maybe that's that could also be possibly what we're discussing. Right. I mean, the Gemara says the Brass says the difference is because Boshtoi, it's a question of Busha, right? So, I mean, it would sound like that's what it boils down to, not to a non-ability, right? That's
what it sounds like.
If we're saying that, you know, that he needs an apartment, and therefore if he doesn't get it, he's not going to get married. So that's not a question of the akoponim. According to that explanation, Vosh the Meruba, the way I was understanding it, it was going into the chasna not properly prepared. I guess if you want to talk about your possibility, we'll translate the Vosh the Meruba like the other side, which refers to the not getting married.
So maybe this isn't even an issue of money. This is an issue of there's plenty of money. There's plenty of money. There's just this person needs to get married. This person needs to get married. Which person are we going to focus on?
No. I mean, if there's plenty of money, so you can do both. No, I mean,
there's also time. Another way to share. If you're going to a shidduch meeting and there's a time of whose resumes you're looking at.
I mean, it just doesn't seem like that's the topic here. But
that what?
Of the topic here seems to be money, not shidduch.
Right. All right. I'm asking to you. Let's see. If this will tell us anything at all.
When it says the bush of the lady is greater, is that like similar to the Gemara Tavla Mesef Tan Dula Mesef Armala?
Yeah, probably that's what it would be according to that understanding. Mm-hmm. Now this is based on the next. Rashi references the next bayis. So turn around, Yosim Shabo Lisa Soichrin Loi bayis. Right, again, the question is, why is this Yosim over here? Yosim Shabo Lisa Soichrin Loi bayis Umitzin Loi Mita V'chol Klei Tashmishai. He needs funds to pay for things that a person needs when he gets married, as a result of getting married, you need the certain bias. Now, maybe like Elio mentioned before, what was he doing till now? But apparently, it's not whatever he's doing till now is not sufficient for the living of a couple.
He has a studio.
What? Okay, yeah, either that. Maybe he's been on the park bench. I don't know.
Been on the shul.
Yeah. Right. Akotan, right? So mitzin nash soich le bayis mitzin le mita v'chol klei tashmishay. Whatever exactly that refers to. V'chakach masin le yishu shnemer de machsoyroi asher yechsaloi. De machsoyroi ze habayis asher yechsa ze mita v'shulchan loy zu isha. So what is this mashm over here? Yeah, in this price, you gotta do call Yachsaloi Zu Isha. V'chein Weimer Esley Eze Kinegdoi. Esley Eze Kinegdoi. And in mashmois in this same kind of question. Just want to know if this brisa has any more of a mashmois. What this means? Asher yechsaloi zu isha.
He said on the tape that mi sheyesh lo marav rotzim asayim. If you have 200, you want 400. So you can never give somebody a sheyach salo with money, because you'll never catch up. But if you have one wife, you're not going to want a second wife. So that's a sheyach salo. That's something you can be mamal of the chisaron without keep on going, that you'll never catch up.
Okay, that's a nice thought.
Not sure the Gemara is
right,
by that
right,
way.
Right. The Gemara doesn't sound like that. But
it seems like they're learning, first of all, from Lo. They're learning from the Lashon of Lo. And second of all, day machzor lo doesn't mean give person whatever they want. It means whatever that they were used to. From what he was used to, not from whatever he wants. Nobody understands day machzor lo, I don't think. Am I wrong? Yeah. No, nobody says that you have to support a person for whatever they dream of.
The Afla says day machzara sheyachzar lo with the osius and the kolal is the same gematria as the word bias.
Okay. Now let me ask, like, in this brayso, let's hear in this brayso. How do you understand? Do we have a right what this means? The brayso starts talking about. Yosem Shabalisa, right? And we're learning this in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk starts over here. Bayis, Shulchan, and Isha. Now, if Isha meant that Tzorche Chasana, right? So that would be, that's more preliminary than the bias and the mita. Oh, okay. Maybe a question on that. Maybe that is that necessarily
what
true? The actual tzorchei chasana. Tzorchei chasana is bolisa. What is bolisa? Okay, maybe that's not
married in the backyard. Maybe that's not so much. You don't need a grand chasana. But if you don't have a place to go,
that's true. But you also need, there are always expenses. I mean, there's a suda, akoponim, right? There's a.
So you want to say that when it's talking above by Yosom and Yosoma, that it's talking mamash about the chasana itself? Then you'd have to say it's where they're not getting married to each other. If they were getting married to each other, then it's one chasana.
I didn't file that one more time.
If you want to say that the money above that they're talking about, who comes first, Bol and Ase, where they're getting married, and the money is, they're talking about the money for the chasana itself.
See, but there's tzorchei chasana and tzorchei kala, right? Each one has their own needs, right? In other words, you could have the suda. Let's say that's the tzorchei chasana. Let's say we'll call it that, and then tzorchei kala or her tachshitin. So it means one's going to have, one's not going
to
have.
We have to decide whether the woman has clothes for the chuppah or whether there's a suitor for the thing, we do clothes for the woman and not, we're not the suitor.
Right. That would mean. That's what that would mean. Eselei ezer kenegdei. I mean, the pasuk itself also would be mashma that that's what the pasuk is discussing, right? Eselei ezer. Right, the shidduch itself, not necessarily the.
It makes it sound like that getting somebody married in and of itself is tzedakah, even though it's not money. That's what it makes it sound like.
It's definitely b'chlal chasadim, but maybe the chiddush over here. I mean, it sounds like we're talking to the guy by stock over here. That's why it's a little right. So since when did the guy by stock become a shadchan?
Right.
So he says.
What do you have?
The
here?
Money expenses.
Okay, who's the he?
Well, he's quoting Rashi, right? Based on Mishal Tztaka, that's his dear Darmin Lakaman.
The top Rashi.
Asher Yachaser. Hello.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that would be right. Shabbalisa Michel Stock.
Maybe the limitzar just occurred to me. Then maybe when it says Ezer Kenegdon, it makes this thing. It's not coming to say getting him married is a tzedakah. It's that giving money when somebody's not getting married because they don't have money, giving them money to get married, that's tzedakah.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is would say this is mashma that the marriage is happening anyhow. Because it's talking about priorities, what you do first. So if you don't have the marriage at the end, getting, renting the apartment and getting the house ready for a married man doesn't make sense if they're not going to get married. right? You know, he's in a studio. Now we have to buy him, have to get him an apartment that, you know,
for a woman, right?
And it's Klaimita, right? So if they're not going to end up getting married, so then, you know, what does it mean?
Giving this guy all these extras.
Yeah, right?
So what's your point?
It's mashma that it's talking about, okay, they're going to get married. The question is, do they have proper money to make a proper chasana? And, so that's the last thing you worry about. In other words, okay, so they'll have a backyard wedding, like you say, if push comes to shove. But if it means that they're not going to get married, then the first, you know, then it's like giving you each person half the food. If it's not going to help the situation, then...
Okay.
I saw brought down that the word lo...
Yeah.
S-L-O, Azer, lo means Isha over there. So since lo means Isha over there, the word lo over here also means Isha. It's the learning... Is that how you understood?
That's
what he said.
That's how he says it.
The word lo or the context?
The word lo.
What is Esa lo Azer. Right. Mm-hmm.
The word lo is referring to an Isha for him. So therefore, De Machsara Sharechsa lo, the word lo means an Isha for him. It's the word lo.
Okay, but it's intrinsically the word lo means him, means Isha, or that's the context of the passage?
We're clarifying from S.O.A. to Kenegdala that the word lo means Isha.
Oh, the lo over here. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Sheboli nasi mishal tzedakah. Okay, yeah, that's the chari right. Rashi says, Sheboli nasi mishal tzedakah. Demi nisamana, sheyachsa zu Isha. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's probably still true that that's a chesed. That's a chesed. But we're talking about stock, or we're talking about funds. Funds. Okay. Slumazem. Let's see. Tana bonan. Dei machsoiru atim tzuva olav lefanes. Vi atim tzuva olav leoshroi. Zok the Gemara, right? This is interesting that we need a pasuk to tell us about this.
What is the right?
V'yat mitzuva olav la'oshrei. What is the chiddush over here? In at mitzuva la'oshrei. Asher yechsaloi.
What does it mean, by the way? How do you understand the yat mitzuva olav la'oshro?
You don't have to make him rich.
Okay, what does that mean? Okay, I'll give you two options. One is you don't have to raise him above what he was before, or the other is, let's say he was a person, he was not just used to a nice lifestyle, but he was used to having $100 million in the bank account. So the lifestyle you have to give him, but the $100 million in the bank account you don't have to give him. Or both scenarios you don't have to do. Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, that's I said
yeah.
My piece. You can
okay,
keep going.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see if we can figure it out. Yes, yeah, so the Gemara tells us Nachamul that on the one hand the pasuk says de machsoirei, it refers to machsoirei, right? That we're it's a limitation. We're only filling what he's missing.
Is there a difference between needs and wants? You have to give him his needs. You don't have to give him his wants.
You're going back on my question? What are you going to?
The word Asher Yachsa Lo Yat
Oh, I feel that.
Mechiv Lo Ashra.
So that's possible. That's probably true that in this context, Ashra doesn't necessarily mean wealth. You know, in the simple translation, right? Because the pasuk is directing just to give him what he's missing. Right? Anything above what he's missing, that probably is true to say that that's bechlal la'ashroi.
He needs one suit. He wants 10 suits.
Could be.
Now this just to hear a little bit better, possibly what the chiddush of this all here is, and you know, we'll have to stack and see what. But probably we're not talking about with the person just has some idea, some dream in his mind. But you know, even if you know, he's for whatever reason he feels that he wants it, you know, and now that he wants it, you know, he has this in his head, and maybe it'll affect him if he doesn't have it. But if that's not what he's missing, then we're not mukhir to give him, right? Right, you know, if you know, psychologically, you know, he feels that, you know, right now I need this for my emotional well-being, you know, right? So that's not something that you know, that's not our responsibility, right?
Can we say that the Gemara gives the two extremes, right? It gives what he, you know, his bare minimums, but we don't have to make him rich. Right? Mm-hmm. So there's a whole area in between. So obviously one of the two lashonos is lav dafka, right? So if we say that we don't have to make him rich as the lav dafka, means that, you know, miyikir, what it's saying is you don't have to give him more than what his bare necessities are. And it's just using it in, you know, saying it in hyperbole that, you know, that we don't have to make him rich. But the, you know, the Iker Chiddush is that, you know, whatever he needs, we don't have to, you know, have, let's not talk $100 million in the bank account, but, you know, money for next week, you know.
Right. Yeah, I would hear it like that.
Okay.
So we have Asher Yechzar, and then they say Asher Yechzar Loi, right? That this refers to a specific situation, that what he's missing, even though other people will not be missing that, right? I feel sus lirka v'olo v'eved loris lefonov. Omru olo v'hul azokin shalokach lo'oni ben toivim echod. Osus lirka v'olo v'eved loris lefonov. That he supported him from Stockholm with such a an oni ben toivim, that someone that he had a background, upbringing on a higher level, Yorav ben Chosov, and Hillel helped him maintain that level. Pamachas leimotze eved loris lefonov veros lefonov shloish milin. What's on shloish milin? This is taka an interesting thing. That you know, is that taka the responsibility? Until now, we understood it was a monetary issue, right?
You know, I mean, left Hillel right in front of him. What type of guy is this?
Hillel, yeah, and the son from Hillel. What's the fun?
We're telling the story about Hillel Zaken, right? But
it's the greatest
it didn't have to happen when he was already known as Hillel Zaken. Maybe it happened when he was a bacher.
When he was young, he was very poor. I don't know how he would have supported this guy.
I guess he raised the funds.
He raised the funds, maybe. Okay. Talk of paper, maybe.
I don't think when he was young he was called Hillel Zaken.
No, but I'm saying the fact that we're calling him Hillel Zaken
as opposed to another
doesn't mean that the story happened when he was Hillel Zaken.
Right. He probably wasn't in shape at that time to run three, whatever this was. Rest of the Shleisha Milan, I hear. Yeah, okay.
Some people ask the question to Lolofi Chavodo. They don't answer this. Right.
Tamachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach
Everybody knows everybody.
No, even if you don't know, that someone would take a picture of it and run it up on somebody's WhatsApp, and then people will find out about it. So it's
fair enough. But it's an answer to this question.
Right. I mean, so that really is on the basis of, you know, that being that the taka wasn't, you know, the technology of today, so people didn't know what the gadol even looked like. If the gadol, someone who's a renowned gadol, would show up in a place, you know, unless someone pointed out that that's him, no one would know.
Right. Always the story of Rabbi Eliezer, right? Eliezer ben Shimon's son, the one where he mentioned that a guy was not very attractive, and then he kept apologizing, and they got to the city, and they said, "You know who this is apologizing to you?"
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
He didn't even know who he was.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So that, you know, till
what? The Shulchan Megabata says something very important. He says, "B'shem Hagaonim."
Interesting.
It's only a temporary thing till it's public knowledge that he lost all his money. He's putting up the facade to maintain
appearances.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That's a sheet that says that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. That's a big nafkamina. Okay, let's see a little further. Zot Gemara Fakir. Hanabon Maisa Banshe Golul Hoyolim Shilokhu Looni Ben Toivim Echod Mitzipoiri Litra Bosor B'chol Yoim. This maisa took place in Gol Ha'olion. This was an Oni Ben Tev Mecher Mitzi Poiri. But he was from a different place. I wonder, Taka, you know, what that means. What that means, you know, in regard to the Shai that we just discussed right now. Right. They supported him according to his previous level. Now the people know him here.
Is this a lot of food?
Yeah, I think Gemara is gonna talk about it in a second. This was a chiddush, whatever it was, right? That it was an expense.
Yeah, right.
An expense. But what I was just was pointing out in light of the discussion that we just had before, that you just said over now, it's interesting that the case over here happens to be that he really was from a different place, right? And he, Anshe Gol Ha'olyan, he originally came from Tzipori.
Isn't Aniyah Erech HaKodem Aniyah Erech Harris or something?
Or Bechlau, the taka is a dinner of this would seem such a thing like this would taka. Wonder if Bechlau is a chiv on a if you're not part. So I don't know if it necessarily means that he was a recent arrival, whatever the gedor mar shleishim yoim, you know, or whatever the yud beis chaydish. I don't know what the shiur mar as far as becoming from part of the bnei ha'ir.
But Tzipori is not in Galil HaElyon?
That's what I was assuming. Maybe I'm wrong.
But interesting. You're saying they're becoming Bnei Ha'ir. What would be the Nafkamina in becoming Bnei Ha'ir?
Would there Bechlau be this responsibility? I'm not seeing that situation. I originally really was raising that point that it came from someplace else.
So I
wonder, right, whether you have, right, that was the original point. Original point.
I mean, that's according to the sheet. What the sheet is saying,
right? That's what I was being, as far as that is concerned. Now, bechlau, that do we have this achrayus on someone which is not the bnei ha'ir? Right. That was the second point.
Because it's only a busha thing, or because there's a separate din that you only have a chiyuv to help people who are bnei ha'ir.
You have a kedimista.
Fine, so let's say there's enough money. Forget about the kedima. There's enough money.
Right,
that's a different issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because later it talks about where there isn't enough in that city. He goes to another city. There's not enough in that city to support his lifestyle. He goes to another city. It's, doesn't seem to be that it's only a chiyuv on the city itself. It seems to be a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael. No?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It also seems like the next Gemara is that it seems like it's, I mean, it is not like the Shita, so I'm sorry for that, but it seems like the next Gemara is that the guy like died without getting enough, you know, the food that he was used to getting.
So what do you see from there?
That it's not just the Busha issue. He's used to this lifestyle. He needs this lifestyle. It almost could even be a Pikuach Nefesh issue. I mean, there is maybe a Busha issue. It's also a Busha issue, but it seems like there might be even more than a Busha issue.
Okay, so let's get there, because that's another point. If you know, Pikuach Nefesh, we'll see how that plays in here. Let's see. Zog the Gemara. Okay, so the we're saying a chiddush over here that they bought a litra basar b'chol yom. In fact, more litra basar my rebusa. Litra seems to be it's a measurement of food, weight, whatever it is. And fetting more, it's not so much. So what's the chiddush in that? Omrav Huna, litra basar mishal oifes. Rashi says the man yikarim b'hu hayamu unug. Okay, certain.
The Meiri says it's the moach of the ophos.
Oh yeah, okay. That's why it's expensive,
and you have to probably kill more birds to get enough to feed them.
Okay, okay, that would explain us. Right, it would seem like a little interesting that an oif would be more expensive than a than a behemoth, you know. Right. How do you have that? So maybe that's the answer. Right. Okay. Ibayis ema belitra basar mamish. Belitra basar mamish. Now, what does this mean? Rashi says as follows: belitra basar shahoya basar biyoger, that basar was very expensive. For itzarach basar bidmei litra mois. So if I'm translating right, it would sound like what we're saying over here is that litra was not the describing the food, but it's describing the money.
How many coins you had to pay to buy this food?
Right, right, right.
A fortune.
Right. Now I'm not sure how that fits into the words exactly. Ema belitra basar mamish. How are these words describing that? Belitra basar mamish. Belitra basar mamish. I don't know, Blitcha Mois, that should be the point, right?
Right.
Blitcha Mois, I didn't hear exactly. How did you translate that? Like, how do these words describing Shoya Bosbeger, Blitzach Bosar, Bidmei, Blitcha Mois? Okay, basically, I'm not sure how this ties is. Vashi Omar Hossam, Kvakot Nahoya.
I mean, by the way, Rashi doesn't bring the word mamish. I don't know if that means anything. I don't know if that helps or not.
Mm-hmm.
But just pointing it out.
Right. Okay. The third test of the Gemara says Rashi Omar Hosam Kvakot Nohoya B'chol Yoyma Have a Mavsidi Chiyusa Am Tu Losei. Zoch the Gemara that the chiddush over there was because they had a shecht an animal to give him his litra basar, and there weren't people around to use that, so it went to waste, right? So that's what it is. Even the amount that he ate was not such an expensive thing, but the expense to provide that for him was expensive because they had to shech the new animal, and it wasn't there were no users or buyers. Okay, so this is another example of the day machsayroi, someone specific. Hayimu unug, this is what he was accustomed to eat. Now, this also would be oktas ha'or, right? On this, that if we're talking about like we said over from the Shita, just to protect the person from his status, that so So I mean, exactly what he's eating, I don't, you know, I'm exactly, you know, we have to know how that works exactly. That you know, people are watching what he's eating. I think it's what, why we you have to work out the scenario. What do you think about that? If he'd be eating balsar,
it's to make, to keep up his feeling that he still is a rich person in his own mind until it becomes public knowledge that he lost his money.
Okay,
so he has,
I hear
to
that.
Keep up his same self-esteem. Menu. Seven course meal in his own mind.
Okay, so you hear that's even a step further.
But I have a kasha on this. This is a small town, and they couldn't afford this, and now they're going and collecting around every town. We need to collect this money so that this guy can get his meal. Doesn't everybody know? Now everybody.
Not just that, but it's going to put everyone else in town, make everyone else poor.
Now, so it doesn't really say anything that they couldn't afford it. It just says that it was a large expense because, you know, his $10 meal really cost $200, right? That's what they're saying over here, right? And that's the chiddush, right? That, you know, it's a large expense, right? More than that, I don't know if we know anything about that, right? Now, the point of the small town was really just that it went to waste, basically, and, you know, I don't even know if that's so much the point. The point was that there were no buyers, right? So therefore, basically, what you were doing was this piece of meat, you know, cost you the whole animal.
Maybe they should have given him basar oaf, and a chicken is much smaller, so you don't have to.
wasn't what he said. Right. I hear what you're saying. They collected anonymously. Nobody really knew what it was going for, and I kasha myself.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Zotik Mahuda also the kameter mechemia. Omale b'matis soyid. Omalei bibasa shomein v'yayin yoshem. Right, what he's used to is expensive foods. Ritzayin choshet gag limi bardoshim. So the Mechaim told him that, you know, I can't afford that. If you want, you know, you could. I'll share with you what I have. Right, that's the tegag limi. Right, right. If you could handle this, you know, you could tolerate this. Sure, you know, so this is what he gave him, and he couldn't mace. Omar, oi loy loze shaharag nechemya. So, nechemya, it sounds like he was saying on himself. Oi loy loze shaharagoy nechemya. Fretting my adrabo, oi loy lenechemya shaharagoy loze. Miboyle. He should have. On the contrary, the oile should have been on himself, that it was his responsibility. Now let's talk here what that means. Why? What else should he have done? I mean, monashach, right? I mean, what was his cheshbon, right? The halacha of hilchas tok is mechayiv de machzor, right? In the first place, right? Say elamai, he didn't have the ability to raise the funds. So then, what's what's the Gemara asking? Why is it in the Oyla El Nechemia? It's not his responsibility.
No, it wasn't his responsibility because he wasn't. You're using the thing. He wasn't able to raise the funds.
If he was, then why tack it, didn't he? Right. So whatever it is, I mean, it sounds like that there was no chiv, right? Whatever the right answer to that is, right? Either, you know, he wasn't able to, or maybe he wasn't the guy by its dog, or whatever it was.
He asks, how come in the previous Gemara they fed him this Anshik Galil Elyon, they fed him a litra basa b'chol yom, and here he only gave him adoshim.
Right.
That's what the Miri asks.
What's the answer?
He says, "Shamaisa shehuva le'el ba'anshe gilil hechtiva le'osa adam litra bas b'chol yom hayazeh adam chole shahayazakuk lechach lebriyaso." He was a sick man. He needed that for his health. Abo adam bari av shehurgu b'macham yikarim ein chayam litna lo chamaisa shehuva le'el ba'anshe gilil hechtiva le'osa adam litra bas b'chol yom hayazeh adam chole
Okay, I mean, let's just see the next line in the Gemara, and then we'll put this together, right? Because I think that's really what I would think that that's what we want to ask the question. So the Gemara says that no, it's an oiloi for that person. So this Gemara explains that the reason why he didn't do it and he didn't feel it was his responsibility is because the other person set him up into situation. So this raises the question that, you know, we learned before that a person who had a previous standard, you know, is it's not a taino, you know, that he shouldn't have been living on that standard. So what is the Gemara saying over here? That's the question, right? That is the question. So you're saying over from a Meiri that had to do with health issues. Now, I mean, it doesn't sound so much like that from the Gemara before, right? Oni ben Toivim, what does that have to do with it? Right? Chayla. The reason why he was eating because of a chayla. You have a person, right? So that, I mean, if I'm understanding right, so that's like a whole different shayla. A lot of people have to go around, you know, collecting for medical expenses and things like that, right?
I mean,
you know,
it can be the Chalal Shabbos for somebody in Pikuach Nefesh. You get the Yom Kippur. I mean, there's different things if somebody's a chola.
So what kind of responsibility is there? So that has nothing really to do with. I mean, if he's still a chayla now, so you know, his history is not relevant, right?
Doesn't matter. It's only
been told. Well, right? I mean, you know. And it gradually doesn't sound like from the Gemara before, right? Because the Gemara talks about, you know, the sus lirka of olav, and that, right? You know, that's not a chayla issue. I mean, right. So definitely the Gemara is saying they machzair, right? They machzair she yachzaloi, right? I mean, so I don't really understand this so good how that fits into over here. We're talking about Shiyach Saloi, which means that other people don't need it, and he needs it. Now, to say that he's sick, it's hard to say that makes him special. Anyone who is in that situation would need it, right? You know?
He's sick because he got himself used to this high standard.
Well, so then the second guy also.
This case with Nehemia,
yeah,
right. So at the end, is he faulting himself or not?
He's not guilty.
No, he's not. He thinks he's not. Right. The Gemara is explaining why he's not faulting himself, and he's saying because that person should not have been marginal himself. Now, right, and that we want to know is that Seif Kol said how does this work out with the Gemara before? They mach sorer. Sounds like that there's such a thing. We don't say that he should not have been margul himself.
Well, it seems to me there's a question maybe on two ways to learn. Is day mach sorer a shir in tzedakah, or is it a separate mitzvah?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Rabbi Davis had this question. It seems, I mean, in many of the places we've seen, it seems like it's maybe a shir in. Rambam seems to say it's a shir and tzedakah, but
right.
If you would learn it's a separate mitzvah, then maybe you can shtim it. He was chayav to do tzedakah the day machzor, so that mitzvah, he didn't have the wherewithal to do that mitzvah, so he didn't.
Is that dependent on whether it's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs?
You're saying even if it's a shear and you don't have the wherewithal to do it, so you're a putter. It's like depending on how you learn, you're either an honest or you're putter.
Yeah, right.
So can't we just make the distinction that
yeah.
If a person lived on a certain standard, so therefore now we have to keep him on that standard. But there are certain people that aren't living on that standard, But why am I live on that standard, right? In other words, this person in the Chaim's story was never a rich man. He just wanted to act as a rich man, and it hurt him so much that...
Really? Okay.
Yeah, living beyond his means, you're saying.
But yeah. He's saying, see, but he died because of this, right? Yeah. That means that he had in his head that he needs... He never lived like this. And how did he manage till now? What did he have till now?
I guess he convinced other people before he got to the Chaim.
In the end of the Gemara, is making it sound like it's not a time against Rav Chaim. So,
right.
What's the words? I lo. What I don't understand. How do you catch the words?
The oilo is to the person.
I lo. That what? Woe to him.
Woe to him that he was mad at himself.
Shaharagu Chaim.
Right,
that's... When it's saying Har Nechemi, we don't mean to say that... I don't think that the Har Nechemi is taka. It's an interesting way of explaining it.
It's just
right?
This guy, that he made himself such a mephotic that he became reliant on this such a thing
The context of the Mara means to say is that it's his fault that Nechemi killed him, right? But I hear the term of Nechemi killing him is like a little strange term there.
Nechemi,
he said that on himself, right? You know, he looked at it as if he killed him, but he was saying that it was his fault. The Marashah says like this. Mashal says that it's Meduik in the Gemara before Oni ben Toivim that Shehurgu b'kach etzel avoysof. He was brought up like that. Mm-hmm. Someone that's brought up like that, so then there's no taina on him. You know, that's...
Maybe there's taina on his parents.
Okay, maybe, right.
No, I mentioned it to Rabbi Davis that a person who brings their children up in a very mafunic way maybe makes a day machzor a problem for themselves.
For the children, at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that seems to be the difference the Marashah is saying over here. That loy belefnuk in afshe, that it was his personal choice. Right. Right.
Interesting.
Right, but that's also, you know, a chiddush in halacha. Therefore, right, according to that's
only any ben tovim is day machsoro.
Right. You know, someone that
because we don't fault him. The guy himself who starts this highfalutin lifestyle himself, we fault him. It's like his fault. The one who's only ben tovim, it's. I mean, maybe his parents are at fault, but. Right now, he was.
He's an honest.
Right.
Right here.
He was raised this way. This is.
Right here. Yeah, just.
That's going to be a difficult stucco campaign. You know, we're collecting for runners for.
Practice for your marathon.
Okay, let's just see another big piece. So it omaloy, but tanagelas pituma vian yoshin. Omaloy, voloy chaishis leduchko ditzibura. Now, let's hear over here. What's the shak of Atari? I mean, according to the way we understand these Gemaras, we talk about that one or what he was used to when he supported himself, right? And he's coming.
Well, is this an Ani Ben Tovim, or is this an Ani that he started? He's the originator of this high lifestyle.
Hmm. See, but we just want to know like this: is that what does he mean with that, right? I mean, originally he was born himself. You know, he wasn't there. So Elamai, he means now? Like, you know, what does the Gemara mean here? There's some kind of taina of duchad the tibura. So what does he mean? It means now that he lost his money, so he's tying to him that how could you ask for such a thing? What about Duchat Tzipura?
What about De Machzor?
Yeah, what about De Machzor? Right?
So you have to say that he started this lifestyle himself.
Okay, that maybe that's a possibility.
There's a question of like, and then you can answer the Rav Kami also. He asks a question, and then he doesn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
Why do you ask? He asks, what do you eat? What do you normally eat? The guy tells him what he normally eats. And then he says,
I thought that he wanted to know if it was within his means. Right?
What do you normally eat? Applesauce or do you normally eat beans? Yeah. I have both applesauce and beans in my house. He goes, I eat three steaks and
meat.
I can't afford them. Sorry.
He was thrown off by the answer. Didn't expect to. I eat a prime grill every
day. Do you want bread? Do you want beans? Or I'll give you something. You know, I have in my house. You know.
Right. Okay. I hear. Okay. Fine. Fair enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So now, but see, if you learn like you're saying. Based on this was the kind of person that, let's say, you know, loy boil fnuki nafshe, right? So what are we telling him?
You want to be a
product
yourself. If you have the money, then do what you want with your own money. But now that you're taking from tzedakah, don't be matzrich the tzibur to be a product yourself.
Yeah, but it hurts more than that. They're not mechuyev. They're not mechuyev b'chlal, right? Mm-hmm. Right? It sounds like he's saying that you did something. You know, there's duchat tzipura. They're gonna have a hard time. They're not mechuyev b'chlal for that. So what? You know, if he's asking unjustly, so is the answer chayish duchat tzipura? The answer is that I'm sorry that you know we don't have to support that. Right, that's, you know...
Maybe that's the reason you have to support it, because it's the Tzibur.
Is that why?
We'd love to give everybody everything they want. We'd love to give you everything, but we just... The Tzibur is a limit,
But when the Pasuk says, they machsar v'leila ashiroi, that's only because it's Duchat Tzibur. Or stam, there's no chiv. The chiv stoker just doesn't
eat this. He's giving him more food than he needs, the expensive food.
Right.
He's not going to make him a billionaire, we're just giving him expensive food.
Yeah, that's what we decided before. That's what it means, right? Lashira just means more than he needs. Yeah. That's, I mean, there's
more than he needs, but at his level. Is that what we said? Looks sort of low, even though somebody else might not need it.
So let's see what this is. Let's see. Maybe this is a new category. See, we learned over here in order that to explain why they didn't want to give it to him was because he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve it because let's say it's tiboy lefluki nafshe, right? Okay. That let's say that's what it is. So this is a person which taka. So what? How do you understand that? I thought. That the pshat is, and therefore this is it's not b'chal de machzor.
Oh, right? Okay, fine.
So if that's what it is, so then the question was, so then why they talking about duchat tzibur? That's not the point over here, right? Now Eliyahu wants to maybe offer something else. Maybe this taka a different thing. Lemaisa, he was mag himself, you know. As far as de machzor, That's not the issue. There's a new point over here. There's a Duchu de Tzipura. Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have to think about that. See if that if we could be miyash of that. But akoponim, let's hear. So omalei otu midhuka achilna. Let's see what he's saying. So this person who's coming to collect stoka and he would like a. Like to be supported on a high level,
in style,
right? And the taina back to that was is duchka de sipura. It's going to be hard for the tzibur to support such a thing. Omar lei otum didhu ko achilna rachman ko achilna. That not no dem, Bernstein is one who supplies.
Seems like this. Adi was a high level of bitachin and emunah.
So from the end of the story, it would sound like that. At this point, you would question, you know, maybe he's like having me talking to someone else's cheshbon, you know, that kind of thing. Right? But from the end of the story, it would sound like that, right? The Tanina.
He quoted the
Brisa.
The Ani told
Rabbi
the
Brisa.
He quoted the
Brisa.
The Ani told Rabbi the Brisa.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Right. So he has his Maamor Chazal with him when he comes to to collect that, and he has the answers, right? Be'itam le'nema ela be'itoy. So this is Dikin the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk told Moshe Rabbim.
Isn't there a rule that a Talmud Chacham that says a halacha, if Kodem Maisa he says the halacha, we listen to him. If he says the halacha after the Maisa is in front of us, we don't listen to him. So if he's the only one who taught this Brisa, then we can't listen to him when he's telling us the Brisa.
Okay. Now, so what was he coming to say over here? Right? Mididhu, it's from Baruch Shalom. Baruch Shalom. He was a grace of Baruch
Shalom. Why is he even asking Rava? Why didn't just add Davin to Hashem that it comes to him?
Oh, so he probably was making his hishtadlus. Making hishtadlus. Everyone then, you know, make their impul hishtadlus. That's what we need to do. But at the end of the day, he goes to Baruch Shalom. So Duch HaZipur, there's no Duch HaZipur. Right? Duch HaZipur. Everyone will end up getting what they need.
Hashem has a lot of money.
Yeah. Now, the drosh over here, this needs a bit of beer over here. Atan Neislam Z'ochlam Be'itoy. Right? Be'itoy is refers to our time. Right? Right? And we're using this that each person gets what they need, their need. What does Rashi say? Be'itay hakol lefi mashehu tzorich, his need. Kol yachav yachfi limudai. Itay means limudai. Itay limudai. Little tzor beer in that.
In the right time, he gets what he needs.
Does that follow? Time. Ein zeh b'mashmo is be'itoy. El fizmano, it Masha asks. So Masha offers, either maybe it's like an Indian kind of thing, that the pasuk was mishanet to bring out something else, even though it doesn't necessarily lie within the mashmois, but some kind of an inyan, such a thing like that.
It says here that the pasuk started lashon rabim and ended lashon yachid.
Right. Okay. And the mashal says another possibility. He says that gam ze hoyish lehoyish soid b'chol pam b'tan goes p'tumul. It wasn't. This is what his lifestyle was ela lefit tzorich shol lebriusa v'limudai lefit tzorich shol ko'omar. It was a time oriented thing, his need. So that's what the pasuk says. Be'itai according to the times of each person.
He had this every day. For some reason, this day he needed it.
Yeah, right. So that's why it relates to the time. It's the time, of each person, because time could present a need.
I do have to go to my shir. I'm just going to say something. I don't know how crazy it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't read it be'ito. Maybe you read it ba'oso.
No.
What would that mean?
His desire. like boy mine. Hamave.
Oh, yeah. Boy, mave desire. What? See, what is that? Where is that? What's the root of that
boy
word?
Boy means to need.
Boy means to need. Oh, in Russian Gemara.
To demand, right?
Ah.
But we see that it's also used in the Nevi'im. We see that you know, don't they say?
It's a Russian of tefillin. To volume.
It's a boy.
Okay.
I mean, nobody's saying like me, but but it just, as I looked at the word,
nobody sounds like you. Compared to you.
Okay. Let's just finish off the Gemara while we're over here.
Okay.
So, Gemara says as follows. Right? That
13 years.
What? Right. You know, while this was going on, suddenly she shows up. Rava's sister, he hadn't seen her for 13 years. V'asilaytai negelis petuma v'yayin yoshin, and this is what she brought with her as the welcoming present. Omar, my dikamo. What's this in front of me? Was epis Omar le na neisiloch kum echel. So Rashi that. Omar Rava, my dekamo, my dover says she iru lefonai ata, shlo hilisi rogo v'kach, shbo zu lekan, v'tehagnez b'yoda, v'yosh m'yoda, and then he said, look, dibati yoyse midai.
So he said he was wrong?
Yeah.
And the ani was right?
Well, so v'esach nisht, how that translates
in the Hilchus,
in the Hilchus Stoker.
So he answered it, is that
what do you think? You think Rava's sister wanted Rava to hand everything over to this ani? She came with. She brought all this stuff to Rava. She brought it because she wanted Rava to eat it for supper. She didn't want.
He did the same thing 13 years ago.
Think about Yaakov Avinu when Rachel gives away the simanim. Okay, she's being very kind to Leah, but what about Yaakov?
Mm-hmm. But I guess she also understood, right? They told her what happened over here. But this is taka an unbelievable mice over here, right?
You know, it shows such a
thing, right? Bereshlan gives. Bereshlan gives. Yeah. What do you have?
He was learning Musar Bitachon, and he said, if we had real Bitachon, then. We'd be able to get. He asked them what time it was, and no one had a watch. A watch was a big luxury in that time in Russia, and that no one could afford a watch. And he said, if we had the proper bitachon, then we'd have a watch here. Someone would bring us a watch, and not just a stama watch, a gold watch. And a few minutes later, a Jewish Russian soldier knocked on the door and said, Rebbe, I have this gold watch. I was just forced to go to the army. And I don't want to take this watch with me because the Russian soldier is going to steal it from me. Can you watch it for me? and the Chaim Volozhin said, I don't want to take a chayis for it. I don't know when you're going to come back. I can't take a chayis. He goes, okay, I'd rather give it as a matana to the rub than take it with me and have it stolen by the Russian soldiers. And right then, a few minutes later, he got the gold watch in his hand. He said, you see, if you have the proper talking, you can get a gold watch in a few minutes.
Okay, very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's but
that's on Ashri, that sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Just because I'm going to be late for my shiur, do you have any answers for? There are a lot of questions, but I don't have answers for.
Over here. Today we raised a number of questions. I don't have all the answers. Okay, so you can go to your shiur. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll come back to maybe.